Power and telecommunications remain cut on much of Samoa and American Samoa as island residents struggle to recover from the disaster. There are reports of entire villages washed away by the tsunami waves that hit moments after a magnitude 8 earthquake struck the islands. Getting a full assessment of the damage and the loss of life, however, is difficult. The United States, New Zealand, Australia, and other nations are still rushing rescue and recovery workers to the distant islands. The U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency late Wednesday said a plane carrying members of several agencies to help American Samoa, including Defense Department officials and medical staff. Veronica Verde is the FEMA spokeswoman in Oakland, California, where the relief effort is being coordinated.
We're also trying to really concentrate on life-saving, life-sustaining efforts. So one of the things that, you know, we're looking at is making sure that we get resources on the ground, food, water, cots, tents, tent kits, Coleman stove lanterns, tarps to cover, because I know it's their rainy season.
Right.
So to get some of the folks out of the rain once they get, you know, the tents up. Those are, right now, you know, some of the resources, you know, that we're moving.
More help is on the way, including a U.S. Navy ship carrying a helicopter and supplies. In addition, the U.S. Pacific Command says that troops from the Hawaii National Guard are headed to American Samoa. There are reports that law enforcement on the islands is overwhelmed trying to conduct rescues and assess damage and to prevent looters from ransacking homes and businesses. One small bit of good news is that the port on American Samoa is in working order, which means that in the coming days, ships carrying supplies, generators, and vehicles will be able to quickly unload their cargoes. American Samoa is a U.S. territory. Nearby Samoa and Tonga are independent nations. Their combined population is around 400,000. The islands are about 3,700 kilometers southwest of the U.S. state of Hawaii. Kate Poundawson, VOA News, Bangkok.